really looking forward to the concert, but it would be even more special to go see Jesus.
When he was here on earth, people did almost anything they could to get to see him. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Wouldn't it be so cool to see Jesus in person? Maybe you even wish you lived back in Bible times so you would get a chance to meet him. He did so many amazing miracles when he healed people and even raised others from the dead. As Christians, we know how special Jesus is, and we should share that with the people in our lives, just like the people in the New Testament. Luke 5:15 says, "The news about Jesus spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses." Now, our story. It's entitled, The Concert. Jenna hurried to get ready for the concert. Her dad had bought them good tickets, and she wanted to get to their seats as soon as possible. As soon as she was finished putting her hair in a ponytail, she hurried down the stairs. "Let's go!" Her dad chuckled from the couch. "It's early yet, honey." "But I want to make sure we get there as soon as we can," Jenna said. "Your mom and sisters are still getting ready." Dad patted the cushion beside him. "Sit for a minute." "I don't want to sit. I want to go." Jenna sighed as she slumped onto the couch. Dad smiled. "You make me think of something." Jenna's brows knit. "What?" "When Jesus was living on earth, do you think people got excited like you are tonight? I know he drew large crowds, and the people had to pack in to see him," Dad said. "They probably wanted to get a good seat," Jenna agreed. "But they didn't have to buy tickets," Dad said. "Think of those who brought the paralyzed man to Jesus. When they got there, the house was already full, but instead of turning around, they went on the roof and made a hole in it to let their friend in." "We'd probably get in trouble if we did that to see the band," Jenna said. Dad laughed. "We would. But think about how special it was to see Jesus. He healed the paralyzed man and made him walk again. He saved him from his sins." "If we could see Jesus like that tonight, I would," Jenna said. "It'd be so cool. I would even do it instead of the concert, and I'm really looking forward to that." "Me too," Dad agreed. "Seeing him would be awesome. And one day we will see him because he saved us from our sins too. But at least we don't have to see him to know he's with us." "He'll even be at the concert with us," Jenna said. She would love to see Jesus, but she was glad he was always there, whether she could see him or not. "I hope he likes the music," Dad grinned. "I think he will." Well, how about you? What do you think it would be like to see Jesus in person? What would you say to him if you saw him? Even though you can't see him now, you can still talk to him like he's right there with you, because he is. If you know him as your Savior, he promises to always be with you, and one day you'll see him face to face. He's with you no matter where you are. Our key verse is Luke 5:15.
"Yet the news about Jesus spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses."
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus is special. It's true that life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? That's why you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. That way you can listen in the car when you're on your way to school or take time to learn more about God when you're going to soccer practice. You can read the story along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today, and do me a favor. Share Keys for Kids with a friend, and then both come back tomorrow. We'll see you then.